During the first weekend of August, sumo wrestlers will descend upon Long Beach, California for the U.S. Open of Sumo. Reporter Susan Vallett met with a hometown favorite who's breaking stereotypes and trying to find more opponents.
I walk into what looks like a typical martial arts studio here in Southern California. I'm not sure what to expect. I'm told to take off my shoes. The wrestlers are setting out a white mat with a teal circle in the middle of the floor. They're each wearing a mawashi, one of those traditional sumo wrestling belts. Most are wearing bike shorts or boxer briefs underneath. But only one sumo wrestler is wearing a shirt.
My normal life, by day I'm a secretary and by night I am sumo fighter. No.
That's Janelle Hamilton, single mom, grad student, and Girl Scout leader.
So I tell people that I'm a sumo wrestler, and these are people that know me for a long time. And they're like, oh, that's so cute. You know, you think you're a sumo wrestler or whatever, and you know. And then time goes by, maybe a half a year or whatever, and it comes up again. And they'll say to me, I thought you were just kidding. And I'm like, no, I'm hopping on a plane tomorrow to go sumo wrestle, you know, in some other country. I'm not just kidding.
Good job.
She won.
Janelle got her start in sumo 6 years ago. A coworker who knew Janelle had done kickboxing in high school said,
come try sumo. We need some women.
And so Janelle's co-worker took her to Muscle Beach in Venice.
And they laid down the ring, and I was told, do what they do. And so we put a mawashi around me, and I watched, you know, a couple people go at it in the ring. And so I just did what they did, and I've been hooked ever since.
Janelle's not going all WWE and throwing guys out of the ring today. That's the goal. Push your opponent out of the ring or make him touch the ground with anything but the bottoms of his feet. You don't earn points. You push someone out or down, you win. Period. There's no one here today in Janelle's weight class, but she says what really matters is strength and strategy, not size.
I think it helps maybe get the stigma out of people's minds that you have to be this 300-400-pound person to compete in the sport. We can acquire athletes from all different ranges of weight and athletic abilities.
I've got to admit, as a rec hockey player, I'm a bit jealous of the muscles that define Janelle's shoulders. Looking around, there's a chubby guy, a skinny guy, and everything in between. The practice starts. Janelle's long braid of brown hair flies up as she slams her hands into an opponent's neck, using her gymnast frame to push him out of the ring. Obviously, Janelle's not a stereotypical sumo wrestler.
Everyone has the opportunity to win. Just because you're like me, 130 pounds, and you go against a competitor that's 300 plus pounds, you know, three times my body weight, I still have the opportunity to win. So it takes a lot of strength, agility.
I wanted to interview other women who train with Janelle. They pretty much don't exist. She mostly travels to international competitions on her own, meeting teammates from other parts of the country.
For us, our minor leagues, if you would say, is the national competition. We don't have competitions throughout the year like the men get to go to because none of us show up.
I totally would have dropped the gloves. I mean, bowed politely and tried to fight Janelle on that mat. But I'm nursing a fractured wrist and a broken toe, so I decided for the sake of my doctor's bill, probably better not to. Janelle won gold in lightweight and bronze in the women's openweight division at the U.S. Open of Sumo last year. And she's heading to the World Sumo Championships in Japan later this summer. Women's sumo, at least on the amateur level, is growing in Japan. Here in the U.S., Janelle's looking for some competition, and she promises she'll go easy.
Sure, I can just mull you over, but what fun is that if I'm just going to do that all the time? I want to fight, so bring it. And if I have to teach you how to do it, then I'll take the time to do it.
Janelle's bummed sumo didn't make the short list for the upcoming auxiliary games in Tokyo. She says the 2020 Olympics in Japan would have really boosted her sport. But even though I can't take her on right now, you can.
see what competitions are coming up, and just sign up to compete. And then you could just be like me and just be told, do what they do, and then you can have a go at it.
For Only a Game, I'm Susan Ballett.